Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy, back with you here. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Vlad, can you boost up my buttons here, please?
-1 for tardiness, for hobnobbery. For hobnobbery.
You were talking to Lupe,
who was wearing a Justin Herbert jersey.
Yeah, that is weird.
I just come to find out she's a Charger fan.
About it, she's from.
She was born in San Diego.
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, that's credentials. It did take me back though. I was like, huh? That was a little odd to see.
She was born there.
Good for her though.
But I could guarantee you she wouldn't know Justin Herbert if he came walk right through this building.
She does. She knows she's from Oregon.
Don't underestimate my girl.
I think I saw Gabby. Was Gabby wearing a Marcus Mariota jersey?
Yeah.
Random. A lot of Oregon love, man.
Love Oregon.
Random today. Look what you built, Mario Cristobal. Good for you, dude.
You know that's probably going to be the national title game, right?
Oregon versus Miami? That'd be cool. That would be cool.
Were you just dismissing Ohio State? I don't like them, but...
You'll take care of them. You always do.
You like your peoples? You like your ops?
I'm just saying, we just dismissing them?
Not dismissing.
They did win the championship last year, and they're undefeated this year.
They still can't beat Michigan.
They didn't have to beat them last year.
It doesn't matter. You still can't beat Michigan.
Okay.
That's what you told us.
It's not you. I
have a feeling he was a fifth in a row to Michigan.
You know what I tell them? I said, there used to be a rule you couldn't win a national championship without beating Michigan. So the way I look at it, we back-to-back champs.
That's the way I would look at it. I like that.
They hate it. Dude, Vlad. That's my old Tobin right there.
I like that.
I just let that thing go up.
You're good.
Hey, I just look. Pull the pin and throw that thing in there.
He did that. And wait for the combustion.
He did that in an airport to some Ohio State fans.
Yeah. I said, hey, you know what? The way I look at it, in order to win a national championship, you got to beat Ohio State or beat Michigan. So the way I look at it, we back-to-back champs, and they flipped out.
The another person who's not worried about it, Tua, not worried about it. He was asked about how he deals with fans who are perturbed. This is what he had to say.
One of the things that McDaniel praised you for earlier today is your ability to tune out the noise, right, both positive and negative. You know, obviously that's easier said than done. How have you been able to do that, and has it grown a little bit more difficult this year with, you know, the losses?
Yeah, I would say it hasn't been as difficult this year, just because, as I've said in prior interviews, I'm not on social media, like I don't have any of that. And then outside of that, like I go home, I see my kids, whether I throw 5 picks or 5 touchdowns, we win the game, we lose the game. I get to come home to my kids who are happy to see me every time.
I don't want to hear that.
So, dude, can I just say,
just get better at this?
I'm gonna fight. Listen to this. Okay. So dedicated to the quibble that he goes to bat for OSU. Okay, jackass. You do realize Ohio State and Oregon play in the same conference, and I was more talking about you dismissing Ohio State over Oregon, not Miami. You do realize that, right? Okay, thank you.
-1.
As you were. That's all I was.
Not you, but to the.
Yeah, when they said Oregon.
No, I got it.
I said, wait a minute. Ohio State just won a national championship. We just dismissing them?
And they are the
Oregon's in the Big Ten, too.
And they are the number one team in the country. So.
Right! Right, but is it, oh, just to argue, he will back Ohio State. Really? Really? Be better.
So should Tua's answer. I need a better answer.
That's a
that.
You gotta.
Can I just say this? There, and I understand what he's trying to do.
Yep.
People don't want to hear that,
dude.
Like people, it. People want you. Look,
I'm glad.
The last thing people want to, and I'm not saying this, and because I don't think this is true. The last thing people want to think is that you don't care about what's going on.
Yep.
And when you say stuff like that, it gives the appearance that you're.
I'm very happy that Tua is an awesome dad. He look. I the video
don't
of him.
Do it.
No, I'm serious. I saw that video.
Oh, you cried on Sunday.
I saw. I did. I made him my when I we have a segment predict the game ball. I picked Tua because of this adorable video of him hugging the kids. Before the game, I was like, oh, look at that. I'm happy for him, right? I'm glad that Tua's an awesome dad. But, dude, leave them out of it.
Right, but that's
don't blame us on your picks.
That's my point. Like, I would say this to fans.
Mm-hmm.
You think that this doesn't hurt me? I've been a winner my whole life.
Yeah.
I lost more games my rookie year than I lost in high school and college put together. You think this don't hurt?
Mm-hmm.
I said, so
TNP.
Let's start there.
As Dade South
if
says.
You ever give the appearance or it looks or suggests that you're not hurting like the rest of us, it comes across the way we're all assuming this Tua comment is coming across. Because that's the way people going to look at it.
I think
he doesn't care if he wins or loses. He just all he wants, you know, and that's not the case.
I remember the Flores days of Tua when Tua was really getting like the, you know, and you know, you felt bad for him. And I felt like he was wearing a lot of that stuff. So I'm sure that this dude's got some scars as far as like hearing people's commentary on stuff. But I do think as the most prevalent voice of the team publicly, I do think you kind of need to have some awareness of being like, hey, you know, I understand the fans are upset. We're going to do everything we can to turn this around. You know, and you can say the social media thing. I know every player lies about that. I don't have social media. I don't hear anything.
No. Listen.
Fine. That's fine.
I call myself not that petty,
right?
But I find myself responding every now and
then. Yeah, that's fine. But you know, the flip on that should be like, hey, we're going to do everything. Let me tell you something. If you have a stinker this Sunday, that ain't social media in the stands.
Right.
They're going to boo, and they're going to be pissed. So, look, I'm glad that Tua's being an awesome dad. I think his kids are probably thinking to himself,
did you not see the middle packed again, Dad? The linebacker was right there.
Just watch Bluey, kid. Shut up.
I mean, I get. I just think some. I mean, like, don't get mad at Tua because everybody doesn't have the ability to be aware, and it just seems like some of his comments, he's only looking at it from what he's trying to say, and not what people are hearing, and it's a tough spot, right?
Do certain athletes, especially quarterbacks, do they put themselves in like a certain bubble? Because like that, it sounds almost like Russell Wilson. You know, Russell Wilson is always
you have to because
expressing positivity and everything like that. And what happened to him over the last couple of years is that his guy, the guy that's always giving him positive reinforcements and all of that, he passed away. And once he passed away, while he was struggling in Denver, it just continued because you know Russell's whole image is about being positive,
right?
And once he lost that guy, it started he didn't have that positive reinforcement, that guy to go to talk. So that's why I'm wondering with Tua, because a lot of the answers just seem like you're not aware. But I'm just saying, maybe you're so focused, you put yourself
in
a bubble.
I think there's definitely that to them. That's what I say. Like I go back to the early days of Tua when he was, you know, basically had people in the organization who didn't want him there, and he's like, you know, up on these podiums. He's like, I don't not feel wanted. Like, you know, he's very, he is always a very honest guy. And as media, you do appreciate honesty. But also, you got to have some, you know, as a
you
guy.
You can't have it both ways, though. Yeah. If a guy's always honest, then
but
so
I
be it.
I think you can keep some things to yourself, too.
Like, yeah, I mean, that's part of it, though.
I don't know.
Like, I get, and I even understand, what he's trying to say, right? Like, I've heard players say, look, whether I win or lose, when I get home to my kids, they don't care.
Kids
they just
care.
Want daddy, and that's, you know, that's a good thing.
He's lucky he doesn't have my kids, because when I have a bad bit, my kids tell me about it. We Sophia's know. Ruthless, dude.
We know.
She's ruthless.
So I just, like, yeah, I get it, but in the environment that he's in, wouldn't be the next time to be so nonchalant about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, like, but I always tell people, if I handled that situation like you, I'd be you. Something about too. You say, I like the honesty, and I like, and if he's just being that consistently, then respect it. Right? Even if you don't like what he has to say or how he says it. The dude ain't never did, like, he's always been consistent with
he's not a liar.
Trying to give
yeah, I don't
honest
think
answers.
He's a very
now,
honest
whether
guy.
You like those answers or not, that's a whole nother conversation. But you can't say, I like the way the dude is honest, like Gogi, right? Football Gogi, and then complain about the honest answers.
Yeah, but Gogi always knew the temperament, right? Like, Gogi would say the right thing at the right time. He would.
Yeah, like, I just so
like but, if Gogi thought like Bam was playing soft, he'd be like, he got to be more aggressive, like you know,
right.
And he knew like the temperament of the situation. I just kind of feel like Tua doesn't know how to, you know, he's always throwing 99, like he never knows when the changeup is, you know.
Again,
he could have ended the answer after that on social media.
Yes,
thing, and
again,
been like, all right,
again, like.
I just want to win,
yeah, but
man.
That's it. That's the other
just
thing.
Miserable. But
the problem,
I just want to not lose all the time, right. And then like, because you're gonna do this, and then it's gonna be like, great, we're gonna end a third game with an interception. You know.
You know
like,
what sucks is that. So, we listen to Tua, and the problem is, I'm gonna tell you whose fault it is. Y'all want to know whose fault it is?
I feel like it's gonna backfire on me.
It's Mike McDaniel's fault.
Oh, good.
You know why?
What's that?
Because all his answers are super, super long, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, when people were asking questions with Bill Belichick was the coach, short, precise, to the point, keep it moving. Now, Tua's starting to kind of...
Yeah, Tua's got his own podcast going every single week. He's got topics like du jour. Usually QBs and coaches just usually...
Right.
I don't even know what Justin Herbert's voice sounds like. And the only reason I know what Patrick Mahomes says is because he's got a funny voice, but he doesn't say anything interesting.
I can't tell you what Justin Herbert says.
I can't even tell you if Jalen Hurts tells you anything.
Jalen Hurts doesn't say anything.
He does the same thing. He's like, we need to execute on offense. We got to better execute. That's all. They don't give you much.
I anticipated this question.
It's your fault, Mike.
And the defense.
What would Socrates say to that?
Oh no!
It's great,
I just think part of it is we all appreciate his honesty until we don't, and you just gotta, if you say, hey, he's honest, he says what he feels or whatever, like it's not coming from a bad place. He doesn't really lash out. He just gives his opinion on it. That's fine. On the other side of it.
You like, can
understand where people are right now,
mm-hmm.
And know, like, and let's just be honest. As a fan thinks like this, dude, if I'm miserable because my team is losing, I do not want to hear you going home having a good time. I want us to ride this misery out.
Agreed.
That's so I get all that.
No, but it's kind of hard.
No.
It's kind of hard. You got fans, and this is where fans are going to get upset. But it's not the player's fault.
No,
you want them to be upset, and they are upset. But it's just a difference in their being upset. They're going to a $5 million home while you're going to your little, like, you know, two-apartment shack.
But that's what Tua tried to – he tried to say, like, look, I go home to my family, and like, but – people just want, in all of those comments, to know that
it hurts.
Yo,
just
are
as
you
bad.
Are you?
Yeah,
are
but
you,
he paints the picture like he throws a game-ending interception, walks to the door, like, goes, "Ooh, Bluey."
Right. That's it. That explains. That's it perfectly. It's not.
That's how he paints.
It's not right. It's not that. It's even true. He could be home and be miserable.
Yep.
Because of the ending. But the way he presented it makes it sound like, yeah, I threw four picks, and then I went play putt-putt with my kids. Right? Like we understand what you were trying to say, but it comes across, and that kind of is what – yeah, I understand that. Like, people want to see, like, cuss. Like, if he would have went up there and dropped the F-bomb, everybody said, oh, he cares. That Tua cares. Right? And it's unfortunate that people think that way. That's just the way it is. But you know what they don't want to hear? When they got wet and rainy and drank up all their liquor and tailgated and got up at 8 in the morning to barbecue and smoke stuff and then go out there and you throw a pick at the end of the game and then you say, oh, I'm going to go home and hate. No! I want the same investment. I want you to be miserable like I feel. Wet, sweaty, drunk, cheering, all that. For it to end on a pick. I want you to feel my pain. It doesn't mean he doesn't feel it. He just is not experiencing it the way you are. That's it.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.